last week, Governor Chris Christie apologized for the involvement of two key members of his staff who ordered the closing of local lanes to the George Washington Bridge for what appears to be political retribution. The governor insists he was unaware of their involvement in the scheme, which tied up traffic in Fort Lee for almost a week. On Friday, Democrats in the state legislature made public more than 2,000 pages of correspondence they obtained in their investigation. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz spent the weekend combing through the documents, and he joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
So, you know, first, Christie's two top appointees at the Port Authority resigned over the bridge scandal. Then his campaign director and deputy chief of staff were fired on Thursday. What are we finding out about who else is involved from the release of these subpoenaed documents?
A lot of the names mentioned are inner circle Team Christie. They are all linked to each other in several ways. So if one of them gets in trouble here, it may not be a gradual pulling back of the onion like it has been so far. The dominoes just could start rapidly falling one after the other. That's because all of them worked at least two of the following places. The Port Authority, filled with Christie appointees who run the bridge. U.S. Attorney's Office, where the governor was the top prosecutor before he became governor. State Attorney General's Office, which is run by a Christie appointee, and the governor's office. These places are like revolving door of Christie loyalists, and if one gets caught in any sort of cover-up through more subpoenaed emails, for example, the others could be implicated.
Okay, so explain who exactly knew about the lane closures either before or shortly after them last September, and what are their connections to one another?
Sure. So Christie's chief spokesman, Michael Druniak, was Christie's spokesman at the U.S. Attorney's Office, and that's where Charlie McKenna, Christie's chief counsel in the governor's office, also worked. They apparently both knew about the lane closures after the fact and were involved in damage control. Also at the U.S. Attorney's Office was Kevin O'Dowd, Christie's chief of staff. O'Dowd has been nominated to be attorney general, but that nomination is now at least the hearing is now on hold because of the scandal. O'Dowd's replacement as chief of staff is a woman named Regina Agia, and her previous position was head of Christie's authorities unit in charge of overseeing the Port Authority. And her and another former attorney general, David Sampson, the chairman of the Port Authority, knew about the lane closures the week they happened. So many people knew about the traffic jam from as early as September when this all went down, and it's just unclear how many of them, if any, were involved in planning it.
Okay, so if all of these people knew about the lane closures, is it believable that Governor Christie didn't know?
Well, that's what's continuing to cause a lot of suspicion here. Christie did make a distinction in his news conference. He said he only learned that a member of his senior staff had ordered the lane closures that caused the traffic jam last week. It's possible that a couple of bad apples came up with the idea for a traffic jam back in August, while several members of his senior staff were involved in keeping it quiet later on. So Christie may have known about it later on, but maybe not known about the political motivations behind it.
And what kind of communication between these Christie aides are you seeing in the emails?
So there are some maps and basic stats on, like, Easy Pass customers and those numbers indicating something resembling a traffic study, which was the excuse for closing the lanes in the first place. But most of it was centered on the idea of not letting the fact that there were lane closures get out publicly. It's along the lines of these meddling reporters are getting leaks from Governor Cuomo's people. Let's run it by someone higher up at Christie's office and figure out how to quash it. There's also talk of revenge against a Cuomo appointee for allegedly leaking information about this to the press. So, for example, David Sampson, Christie's top appointee at the Port Authority, blames Patrick Foy, Governor Cuomo's top appointee, for leaking a memo about this. And he says, quote, he's playing in traffic, made a big mistake. Then there's another Christie appointee who insists that there can be no public discourse on the fact that the lanes were closed, even as thousands of commuters were caught unaware and calling the Port Authority to complain about the dangerous situation there. Patrick Foy, the Cuomo appointee, had also complained that the lane closures were illegal and causing dangerous conditions in Fort Lee and on the bridge. But Christie aides are depicted in the emails laughing off those concerns and cursing about reporters who are asking questions.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
You got it. Thanks.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC.